Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Chris Cook. We feature animal poems. Here's one by me called Sherm and Abigail. The fog conveyed the smell of earth. I breathed its heady vapor and walked the path outside my home to get the morning paper. A solitary figure neared through dawn's remaining mist. With fervent progress, he traversed the ground the dew had kissed. Through dried-up leaf, o'er blade of grass, past dirt and lifeless bug, and cushioned by a bed of slime, came Sherm, the garden slug. Just then he had some difficulty. Something wasn't right. I thought I'd stick around to see what came of Sherman's plight. He struggled quite a while. He called for help, to no avail. Then lo, through parting mist appeared a lovely little snail. "Oh, miss, please help," cried Sherm. She said, "Just call me Abigail." "Poor dear, I think I see your trouble." "Yes, you've left no trail." "It's true," said he self-consciously. "I think I've just run dry. The slime that helps me locomote is gone. I don't know why." She asked if he'd been feeling ill before this sickness spread. He answered, "Just a little sluggish." "Cut it out," she said. "Could be that it's your diet, or perhaps it's age-related. But what's important now is that you're cared for," Abby stated. "So come, my dear one, climb aboard and live within my shell. It sits in emptiness, 'cause it no longer fits me well. My shape's been plumped by middle age. You find that unappealing?" He said, "Of course not. Look at me, how well I know you're feeling." And in that fleeting instant, when their long-stemmed eyes had met, they knew that this was meant to be. Oh, yeah, for sure, you bet. With newfound hope and firm resolve, he climbed her ample middle and took his place within her shell. His head poked out a little. He deemed himself unworthy of this loving gift from God and whispered, "Oh, my Abigail, most precious gastropod." While nature blessed this plaintive scene, two lives forever mixed, I watched in fascination as the moment held, transfixed. I gave my thanks for having seen this perfect love begun. They turned away and floated off to live their lives as one. Then out came Fred, my puppy, full of hunger, pep, and brawn. He chewed them to a crunchy pulp and spit them on the lawn. That was Sherm and Abigail by me, Chris Cook. This has been the Poetry Moment.